You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is just past 10:40 on this Monday, July 10th, which means it's time for Valley Talk. And I've got a very special guest on this episode of Valley Talk. I've got Kurt Ellefson, the Polk County Veterans Service Officer. Kurt, how are you doing?
Good, how about yourself?
I'm doing all right, and I don't think I introduced myself. I am Cameron Heron, so Kurt Ellefson. Cameron. Polk County Veterans Service Officer. So, first thing I want to ask you is just tell the viewers kind of about what you do and the services that you provide.
So, as a Polk County Veterans Service Officer, what we do is we're kind of the front line for veterans and all their benefits, not just VA healthcare, VA compensation. We also help with financial assistance, maybe a ride to their nearest VA appointment. We kind of do just about everything for veterans' benefits. And, of course, a veteran, someone that's served in the military and is honorably discharged. That's what we do, is basically help them with all their benefits to make sure their lives are where they should be.
Yeah, that's good. So you came on specifically today to talk about stuff at the fair that happened. So
just an overview of the fair. You know, I've seen many. I think it was the busiest fair year I've ever seen, and we had many, wow, many veterans stop by, quite a few from out of state, but we also had some Polk County veterans that have never been to our office before that are hopefully going to come see us. So it's really an important event to have be at the fair and see veterans and their families, and for those who stopped by and said hi, I appreciate it.
That's good. What else kind of was going on, like, specifically? Is there any sort of events or...
Well, I had a booth at the fair, so I was there for 4 days, manning my booth, meeting veterans and their families. I know we're going to talk about some benefits here, some changes coming up, a lot of legislative changes for the state. There's a new change for the 9/11 bonus, which we talked about in the past. So anybody that served on active duty after 9/11 is eligible for a 9/11 bonus, which is $600 for regular active duty service. If you served overseas and got certain medals like OIF, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Afghanistan medals, you're eligible for $1,200. And if you're a Gold Star family, $2,000. Well, the change to this was before you had to be a Minnesota resident when you entered service to get this bonus. Well, now they're looking to change that to say it doesn't matter what state you're from when you entered service, as long as you're a Minnesota resident now, you can be eligible for that bonus. That's a big one. Now, unfortunately, they're not quite ready for it. So if you're looking to apply, I'd say about September, October time is when they'll start accepting applications for this.
Okay. And how will you be able to apply for stuff like that?
So there, you can do it online, but we suggest you at least come talk to us on the phone or in person, and we can help you explain how to get it done. So the other big one is for those who are 100% total and permanent or total and permanent benefits for compensation, starting next year, you will be able to get free licenses and registrations for up to 2 vehicles. That's a big benefit. So
nice.
So that's a big change that they have going on. There's a lot of other changes coming, but they're not quite an effective benefit yet. So I'm not really sure if I should be talking about them yet. So we'll talk about those in the future for sure.
Well, yeah, I guess I was going to ask you next, like what else is coming up on the horizon for, you know, your office or...
Well, it's the same old, you know, we're always doing VA compensation, VA healthcare. I mean, we're always helping veterans navigate their benefits. Mm-hmm. So we're always still doing that. If that's what you're talking about, we're still doing the normal stuff, day-to-day stuff. So if you're a veteran that maybe hasn't checked on your veterans in many years, or maybe haven't ever checked on them, yeah, definitely come see us. You know.
And what are, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier at the top of the show, but what are some of those, like, benefits specifically that veterans can take advantage of, like
VA healthcare, VA compensation?
Okay.
Is the main two main ones, burial benefits. Financial assistance, like we talked about. So if you're looking, if you're a veteran and you haven't looked in those benefits or it's been a while, definitely give us a call. You know, the main number is 218-281-3066, which we have Kelly Lowen, the Assistant County Veteran Service Officer, in the office 5 days a week here in Crookston. I myself go to Foster McIntosh on Wednesdays, and I go to East Grand Forks Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you're looking to get a hold of me, my number is 218-280-5506. That's 218-280-5506.
Nice. So, you got anything else for us here on this Monday, July 10th?
At this point, there's just a lot of events coming up in the future. You know, we got our conferences coming up in September, so we'll be out for training for those days. I'll be at Night to Unite. Of course, we'll have an honor, Veterans Honor Memorial Ceremony here coming up for Oxcart Days. So look for that information, which should be coming out soon. Let us know if you got any questions or concerns. Give us a call.
You know, actually, it's good that you bring up Oxcart Days. Are there any other specific kind of things to talk about with Oxcart Days and veterans?
Just the Veterans Memorial event, which we'll have more information coming up soon.
Sounds good.
So we're just still putting it together. So... But yep, if you got any questions, concerns, or want to be a part of that, let us know.
And how can people let you know?
The phone number, 218-281-3066.
Okay. Well, so, you got anything else for us here on this?
No, I think we'll leave it at that, and we'll see you in August.
Okay, well, sounds good. That was Kurt Elfson of the Polk County Veterans Affairs Office, or Polk County Veterans Service Officer. We'll probably have you on next month as well. So,
all right.
Thank you very much for coming on Valley Talk. So all that right. was your Valley Talk of
thank
for
you.
This Monday, July 10th.